This year, Alaska will have an estimated 1,000 teaching jobs available. Most are in the bush, where more than one-third of the teachers quit every year. Most of those who quit leave out of frustration, aggravated by teaching in bush conditions. I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office, with this week's edition of University Focus. Teacher turnover and the inadequate preparation of teachers for bush communities are two closely related problems which adversely affect rural Alaskan education. For the past four summers, the program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks has been directly addressing the problem. The cross-cultural orientation program, which is known as XCOP, starts with a summer school class, orientation to rural Alaskan elementary and secondary education. Steve Grubas directs the program. The class, he feels, serves as an effective introduction to the state.
Well, one of the identified needs in the state by the state board has been to more adequately prepare rural educators for Alaska. About 80 to 90% of the teaching certificates issued in state are really transfers in from elsewhere. And if we accept the assumption that rural Alaska is somewhat different than Indiana or Idaho, then it really is important that we prepare educators in those communities to be aware of the language issues, the subsistence issues, and different inter-ethnic style approaches to better facilitate their functioning in a classroom.
Assistance from the XCOP program doesn't stop at the end of the summer. It continues both formally and informally into the academic year.
Well, it's really a three-phase program. One phase in the summertime, and the other two phases occur on-site in rural Alaska in the fall and spring. It's a nine-credit program that is designed to prepare people for the kinds of realities they'll be stepping into in rural Alaska so they can become more effective educators and more aware of some of the unique needs in rural Alaska, such as the importance of being aware of the Alaska Land Claims Settlement Act and being able to have that permeate some of the curriculum in elementary and secondary schools, and also becoming knowledgeable of different communicative styles to be more effective educators in the classroom. The intent is to produce a more effective educator and a more prepared rural Alaskan educator, and also to cut down on the extreme attrition rate that occurs in the rural districts.
In addition to the classes, XCOP staff members and other students serve as an informal support network. Through telephone calls, correspondence, and meetings, they exchange ideas, problems, and solutions. The program appears to be fairly well accepted, according to Grubas.
The studies that we have done the last year seems to indicate that the educators that go through the program, either two-thirds of the entire nine-credit year-long phase, according to superintendents who have been involved and who have these folks as teachers in their districts, they feel very pleased by the performance of these educators. And according to the participants themselves, they indicate a lot of satisfaction with the kinds of information and materials that they have in the summertime and that they receive in the fall and spring semesters.
The response from school board members is primarily good in some of the communities which have XCOP teachers. Evaluation is also a regular part of the program to determine its effectiveness.
The program is really heavily documented. You have an outside evaluator, a documenter, who interviews each participant and administers a number of different survey instruments throughout the year to really get a reading on the content of the courses. So what we're talking about here is, on a campus in Fairbanks, trying to provide an understanding of a very different and separate reality. And so the documenter, besides interviewing each participant and administering a number of instruments, also visit some of the folks on site and tabulates information in regards to just how effective the program is, how effective the course materials are, and gets perspectives from participants and also from colleagues who participants are working with.
The real measure of the program's effectiveness is that XCOP teachers have a lower rate of turnover than non-XCOP teachers in the bush. Consequently, some bush superintendents are directing their new hires to attend the summer session. Other superintendents are also recruiting teachers in the program who do not have jobs. Last year, every teacher who attended the summer XCOP session and who stayed in the state had a teaching job. Steve Grubas directs the Cross-Cultural Orientation Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. in cooperation with KUAC FM.